Hello, Sylvia here. I've called this chat You Couldn't Make It Up. Various politicians and even statesmen are daily complaining about so-called fake news in the press if things are reported that they would rather didn't come to light. But nowadays, even genuine items seem daft enough not to be real. For instance, driverless cars. Heavens knows the roads are dangerous enough with drivers. Since the invention of mobile phones, people are so obsessed, it's as though whatever the owners are doing, if they don't stop everything to answer immediately, they might die. I've been watching police programmes where they're targeting people who are on their phones whilst driving, and they're never short of people to fine for so doing. It's particularly worrying when drivers are also driving huge articulated trucks. Obviously, some drivers seem to believe they are already in driverless vehicles. Sometimes it's hard to respect people in eminent public office when every slap, tickle and squeak in their private lives are now available to all and sundry. Each party calls the others quite openly liars. At one time, there would have been lawsuits for libel flying round like flocks of pigeons. People seem unaware that by denigrating their fellow politicians, they are by association casting doubts on their own veracity. There are certain words in the current vocabulary that are in danger of becoming obsolete. For example, respect. We live in a time of self-obsession. Just recently, a woman's death by a fall from a balcony has been attributed to her trying to take a selfie photograph of herself. Television showed some people being photographed right on the edge of cliffs, notorious for sudden cliff falls, despite warning notices to beware. Do they think that photographs of themselves give them a form of immortality? Mind you, the positive side of the advances in photography has facilitated the catching of burglars or people making false car crash claims when the surveillance tapes are produced. Modern underwater film cameras have shown us how beautiful undersea coral reefs are. Films of people's travels all over the world enable us to appreciate the Grand Canyon and other amazing world sights while sitting comfortably in our own armchairs, not having had to queue for hours, if not days, at some overcrowded airport. The telephones that enable you to speak to and view your family abroad at the same time must be lovely, so that you can check on grandchildren growing up, so distance is no longer isolating you from your family. Technology in surgery is now romping ahead, which will mean that some of the heavy-duty surgery of cut and sew is being superseded by remotely controlled keyhole surgery. Various implements can now thread their ways up through your body, controlled by a surgeon who's following their progress on a screen. The super vet on television has invented many different sorts of substitute body parts in lightweight, unrustable materials, which make for quicker recovery times. A win-win situation with the health service in crisis. Bye for now.